It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate right around the UAE and available on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from on this Saturday morning. Yes, it is March the 25th for 2023. Hope you had a fantastic week. Maybe it's a weekend of real estate around the UAE for you, and if you are actively searching for a property this weekend, good luck with all of that. And remember to crunch the numbers and do the very best due diligence that you can. Just a reminder, it doesn't matter if you are buying new or old. Some people sort of have this attitude that because it is a new building, the due diligence doesn't have to be carried out at all. Now, that is just simply wrong to be thinking about that. And next week, we're going to be talking about that very issue about doing due diligence on off-plan properties and brand new properties that are brought to market. Now, in just a moment, we are talking to Raphael Cintron about golden visas and also about paying no tax and living in the UAE and some of his thoughts about living in Dubai and his observations. Of course, we've had another very busy week here at the Dubai Property Podcast. And just a reminder that we are delivering more Dubai Property Podcasts than anyone else right across the UAE with the latest real estate news, tips and advice on how the market is performing. And anyone who is anyone in the Dubai real estate property market, we are talking to them. So we have a lot of information that is being thrown at you weekly for you to digest, to think about, maybe take some action on, and just be far more informed on the Dubai property market. And also, thank you for the emails this week, and keep them coming because we do appreciate the support and your positive feedback.
We present the best real estate information across the UAE, the Dubai Property Podcast. We're a lot more than just real estate. Available for breakfast from 6 a.m., then on the drive to work, or in your ear at the gym. In fact, wherever you go, we're available 7 days a week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
And this morning, we are talking to Raphael Cintron, who is involved with immigration and helping people move into Dubai. So if you are outside of Dubai, this will be some valuable information for you. Raphael, welcome to the Dubai Property Podcast. How long have you lived here?
I've been here around 2 years and a half, and I've really understood how the seasons move here, what time is the best to be here, and also what kind of people are getting attracted to the city. So it's definitely very interesting.
You would have seen quite a few things take place, I guess, around property, people coming into Dubai. And just set that up for us, because you do help people because you're assisting them with visas and all sorts of other things.
Exactly. We help them start a company here, get a visa, ID, get banking, everything they need to live in Dubai or just spend some time, a couple of months a year. And obviously property, we have our partners that help them with that. And the market here right now, at least, and since the start of 2020, it's been booming.
So working with people and assisting them into Dubai, now that no doubt translates into your own perspective on what is going on in the property market. So what's your takeaway from the real estate energy that you see going on in Dubai that you've observed over the last 2 years?
The property sector here, specifically because of the Expo 2020, millions of people came and visited Dubai and the property markets exploded. Also because of the season. In winter, everybody is more motivated to live here, to invest here. They see the potential of the city and there's so much money coming in every single winter. Last year was even better because of that Expo event.
And for those listening to the podcast, many will know that one of the attractions into Dubai is not paying any tax on the income that you make. That, of course, is changing to 9%, but the threshold for that is $375,000, meaning that the first $375,000 that you're paying, you pay no tax on.
That's right. That only applies to local companies that sell to local residents. Most people here, they have a business somewhere else. They move to Dubai because of the tax benefits and because it's a lot safer than many countries around the world. If they're looking for, let's say they don't like the cold weather, they want to stay in a warm weather environment all year, they can stay here and still pay zero tax.
And we better talk about the golden visa. Again, people offshore might not realize what that is and how it works. So just explain that to people, Raphael, for them to better understand it.
If you buy property worth $550,000, you get a 10-year golden visa that acts essentially as a permanent residency. You extend it every 10 years and all your family receives that visa.
And people coming into Dubai, in a lot of instances, they're coming here to make money. That is the driving motivation to get ahead in life, not to pay tax. And then once they've accumulated their nest egg, they then leave, go back to where they came from.
That's correct. They need to be careful of their home country. So if somebody's coming from Australia, for example, they need to deal with their Australian side. But here you can enter and leave tax-free and you don't really need to tell the government anything.
And for property investors listening right now, can you break down the main difference between the property markets of Abu Dhabi and Dubai when it comes to investing?
I would say in Dubai, the rental returns are a lot higher just because there's many more tourists and many more people staying here that are expats and are willing to spend that extra money on rent. In Abu Dhabi, you have a lot of local old money, as they call it. The prices are more expensive for real estate in most cases for what you get here versus what you get in Abu Dhabi. But if you're an investor, Dubai makes a lot more sense if you're looking for a property that appreciates fast and also rental returns.
And some people, when considering moving into Dubai, they don't factor in just how hot the summer can get. And as a result, they can be in for a bit of a rude awakening sitting through their first summer in Dubai, because at times it can be unlivable.
It definitely is unlivable. I spent here summer last year and it gets about 50 degrees, sometimes around 45 to 50 degrees. So it's not really the time to be here. A lot of people, they live here during the winter. So let's say from October all the way to March or April. And the rest of the time they go back home or they spend their time in Europe because the summer is there. So definitely not the time to be here.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, you are helping people move into Dubai. So perhaps explain that process of what you're actually doing for people, because you will be interfacing with real estate companies on behalf of people, right?
Correct. We introduce them to legitimate real estate agents that we know and we've used for clients and for myself as well. And then they take it from there. They show them properties and they make sure that they don't get a property that they're going to be unhappy with. A lot of buildings here, for example, 6 months later, they'll build a building right in front of you and your view is gone. So we make sure that they understand everything when they're buying a property.
And we know that there is so much going on right now in Dubai. The developers are not slowing down. There is this optimism from developers to keep pushing the boundaries. So what are you seeing with regard to that?
I would say there's a lot of new exciting developments, a lot of new styles of buildings. For example, buildings with holes in the middle, buildings with pools on the 80th floor. They're getting a lot more creative. And that's because a lot of the regular buildings are just being sold out right away. People see a good deal, they buy right away. And most launches for new buildings are sold within a day or two. So it's definitely just everything selling out very quickly.
And what about people, because you'd see this firsthand, people coming into Dubai, they've never been to Dubai before, just observing people's first reaction over the first week or so of moving, because it's different, isn't it? I mean, there's a big difference between watching from afar and then suddenly you're in it.
Definitely. Sometimes it feels a bit artificial, and that is true to an extent. And a lot of the buildings are built in that way where it's just glitz and glamour and there's no reality to them. So you do need to be careful where you buy if you're looking for nature. And sometimes it depends when you come here. If you come here in July, you're going to think this is a terrible place to live. But if you come here in December, you're going to think it's wonderful.
What is the best part for you living in Dubai?
I would say seeing a city that is heading in the right direction. There's more money coming here, a lot more development, and everybody's so motivated. You see the yachts, you see the fancy cars, you see people building $100 million businesses. For anybody that is looking to upgrade in life or become an even better investor, get better returns, I think Dubai is an amazing place for them.
And what about 2023? What sort of a year are you forecasting for yourself?
I think it will be a challenging year because we don't have any special events. So we will see how the market holds up. Many people in government are telling me that the market would just stay flat. There's no constant increase in the prices as we're seeing right now, but we will see how it goes. It definitely will be a challenging year.
And I guess you are dealing with a lot of government departments. Sometimes government departments don't work, shall we say, at a reasonable speed or capacity. How does all that work from your end of that interfacing with government, different government departments?
In Dubai, it all is based on money. If you pay the government a little bit more, for example, if you pay for VIP processing of your visa, it will be done 10 times faster than somebody that doesn't pay. So the inefficiency of a government is still a bit there, but if you pay, you get what you pay for. And sometimes things are done in a couple of hours where you don't see that in many other governments.
Well, there is a lot for people to think about when moving into Dubai. It's a city, as I mentioned, of energy, optimism, especially confidence, and for a lot of people, a new start in life. So a new beginning awaits for people in 2023. Thank you, Raphael, for coming on to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning. I think that you have probably spurred on some decision-making for a lot of people.
Definitely. Really happy to be here.
You're listening to the Dubai Property Podcast Breakfast.
That is going to be far more significant than Palm Jumeirah. So is that like double the size, triple the size?
It is double the size of Palm Jumeirah. And that's significant because Palm Jumeirah is about 5 kilometers out to sea. So it is a large landmass. A lot of the stock that was bought by investors, of which I have to say many people have not sold back to the developer. So there is still from people who invested, you know, dare I say, sort of 18, 20 years ago. Now that's a long time to hold a piece of paper.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, the Dubai Property Podcast has all of the leading real estate news every week. The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.